You know, we was talking about it on the sideline as far as, like, the play they had in the first half when Benjamin dropped it on Gibson. And we were saying we was going to lock everything. He just take the seven. And coach told us as far as, like, if it was tight end flanker or if it's tight end receiver, we're going to exchange. So me and Barry was just talking about exchanging on scissors, and I already knew Rivers saw it. So I just told myself they wasn't going to throw at the gates, and I was going to bait them. And I just had to go up there and make a play for the guys.
About you guys, the turnovers, kind of forced turnovers, didn't get, you know, started early in them, but it turned out to be the difference of this game, was other than the kick.
I was telling Jalen before the game, and especially at halftime, I was like, the turnovers don't get rolling until one of us get it or until one of the DBs get it. And, you know, once Malik got that big hit and Gip was aware of it, the turnovers just started rolling. I feel like we just had a little bit of extra energy. You know, we came out the half a little bit slow, but we just found a way to keep fighting. We learned from our mistakes against the Jets, and we just wanted to capitalize on it this time.
What does that kind of a win do for this football team? When we got to gut it out?
That shows you how good of a team the Chargers are. You know, they I think before this game they only had like 12 combined points of the losses that they had. And then at the same time, it just shows how relentless we are as a team. You know, everything's not going to go your way. It's the NFL, but we just kept sticking together no matter what happened.
How did you keep your composure when it was up and down and up and down, interceptions and touchdowns taken off the board?
I was just telling them on the field, you know, that just means it's another opportunity to make a play for us. That's what we want to do. We want to get the ball. We're aggressive on some routes, and we sometimes they don't notice them, and sometimes they try to get us. But we know, especially in the back end, how good our ball skills are. And when you got a rush like that on the front that's getting after them, you know, they're going to panic, and we're going to capitalize on it.
AJ, obviously the numbers don't lie with this defense, but do you almost need to be put in those situations where you go win a football game like that?
Yeah, most definitely. We're going to watch the film come Wednesday. We're going to see what was hurting us, see how they play us, because, you know, other teams are going to start doing it, and just game plan us. And at the end of the day, it's all about working on ourselves as a defense. We know what's going to beat us, and we just have to come in, practice, and just work on it.
Is he frustrating to play against at times, because the guys can almost get there, but it doesn't take many sacks? He doesn't throw a lot of balls up in the air?
It's not frustrating. Like I said, I think we just brought our own energy. I think the play when Keenan Allen lowered his head on me like that, it kind of pissed me off. I told 20 and I told Gip I want his head. I don't know who I'm going to get. I'm going to get somebody, and we're going to make a play. And I wish I would have scored and just ended that quick instead of putting it on the kicker, and our long snapper was out. Kind of cramped up, but I'm just glad that we got the win.
Came in late, but how about the play? I mean, were you guys wrestling for that ball?
Yeah, I just look at it as like you're trying to take food out of my daughter's mouth. I always tell the guys that, and when that ball's in the air, I just got to go get it and help my team, and I'm glad, you know, God is good. I'm blessed enough to make that play and just put us in a field position to get an easy field goal.